This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli lawmakers have approved a key portion of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's divisive plan to reshape the country's judicial system despite widespread national opposition, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The vote came after a stormy session at the Knesset in which opposition lawmakers chanted shame and then stormed out of the chamber. After they left, the head of the Knesset, Amir Ohana, announced the results, 64 in favor with no one opposing. The result fueled anger at a protest outside the Knesset, which grew louder and more indignant in response to the news. The measure that has passed through prevents judges from striking down government decisions on the basis that they are unreasonable. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations has condemned the attack in Ukraine that damaged the Transfiguration Cathedral, a UNESCO-protected site, and two dozen other landmarks on Sunday.
This is yet another attack in an area protected under the World Heritage Convention in violation of the 1954 Hague Convention for the Protection of Cultural Property in the event of armed conflict.
Farhan Haq, a spokesman for the Secretary General. Authorities evacuated nearly 2,500 people from the Greek island of Corfu on Monday as the prime minister warned that the heat-battered nation was at war with several wildfires and spoke of three difficult days ahead. Tens of thousands of people have already fled blazes on the island of Rhodes, with many frightened tourists scrambling to get home on evacuation flights. Fires were also burning on Greece's second-largest island of Evia on Monday. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. North Korea fired a ballistic missile into the sea off its east coast late on Monday, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said. Japan's defense ministry also reported the launch of what it said could be a ballistic missile by North Korea. The reports come amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula as South Korea and the United States take steps to boost military readiness against North Korea's weapons program with the deployment of U.S. strategic military assets. A four-story building in Douala, Cameroon collapsed onto a smaller one on Sunday, killing at least 33 people, including four children. Rescue workers are still digging through the rubble in hopes of finding survivors. Moki Edwin Kendezga reports from Douala.
The collapse came as Douala's city council has been trying to demolish unsafe buildings in high-risk zones for floods or landslides. The council and Cameroon's housing ministry, but Douala's city council reports fewer than 40 were repaired and none have been destroyed. Council officials say the building that collapsed early Sunday was not one of those marked for demolition. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Douala, Cameroon.
Lagos state government came under fire on Monday over plans for a mass burial of more than 100 people killed during Nigeria's 2020 anti-police brutality rallies, sparking renewed outrage over a crackdown on protesters and calls for an investigation. The youth-led protests were the largest anti-government demonstrations in Nigeria's modern history, but ended in repression by security forces and bitter disputes over whether some victims were shot by troops. The U.S. state of Texas faces a deadline today to remove a floating barrier from the Rio Grande River, but the governor says it has the right to keep anti-immigration measures in place. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Biden administration says a wall of buoys designed to keep migrants from crossing the Rio Grande is unlawful and says it will take the state to court if the barriers aren't removed. But Republican Governor Greg Abbott on Twitter says the state has the sovereign authority to defend its border. Abbott is facing some criticism for some of the measures taken to block migrants, like injury causing razor wire strung across private property. Governor Abbott has been invoking emergency declarations to support some of his border actions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Find more on our website, including the podcasts Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran, at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.